Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. You can hear the butterflies in his voice. All right, friend of the show, Dallas. Now, as we get into Valentine's Day and get ready for a single mingle, we decided that nobody knows the single scene better than somebody who is out and about in it.
Uh-huh.
And our friend of the show, Dallas, he has been on multiple apps trying to find true love. This is Dating Dallas, and it was a first date this weekend. Do you think it's your last first date?
I can say that I haven't been swiping anymore. How's that?
Wow.
So
really?
done swiping on Tinder, on Bumble. What is so special about this girl? Tell us, how'd it go? What happened?
Okay, so, I mean, this isn't your typical, kind of first date. So to be really quick for the show, there's some history. Like, you know, I had some bad first dates, you know. And then this one, oh, there's a lot more conversation that happened beforehand, obviously, because she ended up living in Brooklyn.
How did you find her on Brooklyn?
Well, she was in my area because she was marching in D.C. And so we kind of swiped on one another that way because she was within, you know, whatever, 55 or 60 miles,
okay,
whatever it is. And then come to find out, you know, she lives in Brooklyn. And then just kind of, like I was saying last week on the show, I mean, you can tell when someone's interested by, you know, if they give you a one word or a sentence or paragraphs.
Yeah.
And ours were paragraphs of conversation. Needless to say, you know, she spent some money and came down on a train on Saturday, and I met her in Wilmington, and we went to the Brandywine Museum of Art, and, I mean, we just really, really, really hit it off. Yeah.
So was it meeting for the first time after a few days or a couple weeks of conversation? Did it just feel really natural? Was it awkward at all?
No, yeah, I mean, it was, it's kind of awkward, but it felt natural in the same way. It was awkward because, I mean, we had talked one night until like 3:30 in the morning. I mean, this was like high school stuff, you know?
Yeah,
it was so cool. And so you have that, but yet you've never actually met the person. And, you know, for me and for her, there has to be that, you know, quote unquote attraction, you know, when you meet somebody, there's that gut reaction, you know what I mean? So we both were, and we talked about this, you know, we both were like, oh, please let there be this connection, you know what I mean?
So you guys meet, how long, I mean, she's coming down from Brooklyn to go to Wilmington, you're driving from this area, Dover area, to go to Wilmington. How long was the date?
This is where it was only 6 hours.
Only 6 hours?
Yeah, I know. I say that because
that's a work day for me, dude.
I know, right? It is. That's the better part of a work day for most people who, you know, at that point just want to go home. And which, if you think about it, that leap of faith for 6 hours, because what if you don't hit it off?
Yeah.
So do
you have plans to meet again?
Oh, I'm going to Brooklyn this weekend, yeah.
Whoa, look at that.
Wait, are you spending the night in Brooklyn? Okay.
Well, they do say no sleep till Brooklyn.
Yeah. Yeah. Ah, that's right, man. Good call.
So, without getting into any real details, like, how did the date actually finish on Saturday? Was it like a handshake? Was it a hug?
You know what? You know, that's normally my spiel, right? Or my, what I say. I'm like, look, you know, I pay and it ends on a handshake or a hug.
Yeah.
I would tell you, like, I had a flower for her for when she came down off the train tracks. We walked to my truck, you know, I opened the door for her. I'm a complete gentleman. She got in the truck and I was like, I seriously want to kiss you. And she just, like, blushed and turned red, and I went for it right away.
Good for you, Dallas.
What a boy.
Breaking his own rules.
I know.
All right, so this weekend headed to Brooklyn. Listen, man, we're enjoying watching this unfold, and I can't wait to talk to you.
Cool. I look forward to it, you guys.
All right, a successful date on Dating Dallas.